the Middle East program at the Woodrow Wilson Center for Scholars in Washington, Henry Barclay.
This is not the first attack by the Islamic State in Turkey. They did three attacks between June and October, mostly targeting Kurds, first in Diyarbakir, then another town called Suruç, and then in Ankara, that killed 135 people, almost as many people that died in Paris attacks. This one is different in that it attacked kind of the soft underbelly of Turkey, i.e. its tourism sector. And by attacking Germans, they essentially attacked both the West and also Turkey. And I suspect that this is probably a way for ISIS to tell the Turks not to go after them. Here's a problem for Turkey. There's a very, very large ISIS infrastructure in Turkey that has developed over the last 3 to 4 years. This infrastructure helps ISIS get foreign fighters into Syria. It helps get arms. It gets money. There's a whole support infrastructure in the border towns of Turkey helping ISIS. So the Turkish government recently has decided to go after this infrastructure and start to take it down. And it may just be that ISIS is sending a message saying, don't continue with this, because if you do, we can really hurt you where in your really very important sector, which is tourism.